The psalm today, as we read through the Bible in a year, is Psalm 13. And in the first two verses, David complains to God. Complain, 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 complain. God, you've forgotten me. And he's telling God, the enemy's winning. Don't you understand? Don't you know that the enemy's winning? But in verses 3 and 4, having been hit by the fact that he's despondent and complaining a lot, he prays to God for help, and he truly asks God for help. He knows he can't do it on his own, but it shows a real intimacy with God in the way he talks to him as he's asking God for help. This is a psalm, it's just a pattern, David's pattern, of realizing his circumstances, looking to himself, doesn't get there, complains to God, and then sees that he needs to ask God for help. And in doing so, he's building up his own faith, and that's what we do when we pray. When the circumstances around us are really bad, I'm looking at Ted this morning and I'm thinking, my gosh, how many times have you been out there on that boat at the helm and the seas are really bad and you really can't do anything about it except try to keep the boat headed into the waves instead of being tossed to and fro or tipped over. But you call out to God because there's nothing you can do. How many times have you been in that place, Ted, where you just knew you needed to call out to God? You knew he had the answer, and he could help you. He could get you through. We pass from the depth of despondency to the height of religious confidence and joy, says Matthew Henry. But the neat thing is, in verse 5 and 6, after he's given it to God, the problems, his heart, he's been really open and transparent with God, he rejoices. Does he have the answer yet? Mm-mm. But he's got a hold of God, and that's what it's all about. To pray, in our prayer, we should be able to come to a point in our prayer where we get a hold of God, and we know we can rejoice in his answer even before it's been shown to us. Let's stand and let's say verses 5 and 6 together. And let's say, we're going to say it from three different translations. One from the translation that we're reading and then two others. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And from the New Living, but I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. And from the Message, I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. I love it, I love it, I love it. And therein we have the keys of the kingdom. That is the key to the kingdom. Seeing what we don't have, complaining to God, praying to him, asking him for what we need, and then rejoicing in his answer.